You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. For those of you who have been starved for live musical performances, the Juno Jazz and Classics Festival will attempt to satisfy your appetite with a hybrid festival. And joining us now to present the full menu of options, Sandy Fortier, Executive Director of Juno Jazz and Classics. Sandy, why don't we begin by having you give us a rundown of all of the things that are going to be happening.
Yes, I would be happy to do that. So the Juno Jazz and Classics Festival is back and we're in a hybrid mode. And so the festival kicks off on Monday, this upcoming Monday, May 24th. And the first bit is virtual. We have violinist Midori coming online, and she was here in Juno before, and she will be doing a recital on the 25th, but the day before you can join on your lunch break at noon on the 24th, and she'll talk about her program that she's going to play and do a live Q&A. And then on the 24th that night, we have an inclusion and advocacy panel, and we assembled all these great music people from Juno to join Midori and talk about inclusion and advocacy in classical music. And then she has a recital on the 25th. And then we kick into in-person things. So our artistic director, Zul Bailey, who probably a lot of people know, he's a cellist, a very good cellist. So he'll be here playing throughout the week. And then we're bringing up a Grammy Award-winning guitarist, Jason Viel. They're going to play together. First, they'll do some workshops if you want to join, if you play guitar or cello, and or your kids do. They are doing in-person workshops. And then on the 26th, we have a free concert that anyway, you can just show up to, and it's over by Sandy Beach at Pioneer Pavilion. And then they're playing together, but unfortunately, all of our indoor ticketed concerts are sold out. So, but you can come to the free concert for sure on the 26th, that's Wednesday. And then we'll keep going. We've sold out Jason's concert, but on Friday, next Friday, the 28th, if you go to Heritage Cafe downtown, he's going to be playing for free there. And then there's a workshop later that night if you want to join. And then next weekend, on Saturday, Zul's playing a family concert at Project Playground in person. And then he's going to be playing his famous Bach cello suites. And unfortunately, those are sold out, and we're so grateful that people are buying tickets, and I'm really glad we can have some free concerts for people. So that's a kind of quick rundown.
Wow, that wasn't very quick. But you know, I mean, there's something in it for everybody. And the Midori virtual experience is certainly interesting, especially with the opportunity for engagement. Why did this discussion about inclusion and diversity come up, and why did the Juno Jazz and Classics want to feature it prominently in their festival?
Yeah, Midori offered a couple of different engagement opportunities for us through her foundation, and this one just seemed really current and something that we in Juno could be tackling a little bit better. And I thought this would be the perfect time to just open up that discussion with everybody in Juno. And I'm really glad that other musicians will join us in this panel, because I can see us working together moving forward to make sure that we can get more representation in the schools and our concerts here in Juno. It's definitely something that we all could do better with. So, and Midori for sure has a lot to say about this and a lot of experience. And so I think she'll be the perfect person to kick this off.
Well, that sounds exciting that you've got all that going on. And plus all the community performances, I think it's been a long time since some of us have had the opportunity to actually go to an in-person concert. What's that going to be like, and how will that be staged so it's safe for people who might have concerns?
Oh, I am picturing a lot of tears, like tears of joy, which is what I feel like is going to happen to me because I got to hear Zul play just to practice and check out the space where he'll be playing, and I definitely teared up. So it's going to be a really intimate celebration. It's intimate because we had to limit the number of people who could come into these concerts for COVID, and we'll be spacing everybody out. They can sit in their pods, and we are going to keep the masking going with the venues at their venues' request. So that's good. Everyone can stay safe and just be together and listen to music and just feel like we haven't lost that part of Juneau.
Sandy, you have broken my heart that the Zul concerts that were going to be held in the Klan House at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's offices in that beautiful wooden womb of sound.
Yeah.
That is so unfortunate that that is already booked, but that sounds like one of the wonderful experiences out there.
Yes, I know. I bet we can convince him to do it again at a later festival.
Yeah, I
Or
guess.
just let us know. Everyone, let us know if you want us to add it again.
I bet you, based on the popularity, even before it happens, that people are excited about it. So, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, too, is the workshops. I mean, how hands-on are those, and how can we get anything out of those out of a distance, do you think?
So you go it the it's limited to 15 people, and it's pretty small. And so you go, and you at whatever level you're at, these musicians are fantastic teachers. We choose them because they're really good at teaching also. And so you can bring your instrument, and you get a little like mini lesson in front of everybody. So you'll go up on stage, and they'll be kind of close to you. You play whatever you know, or if you don't know anything, just bring your instrument and they'll teach you something to play. And they just give you one or two little tidbits to help you and it to help you get better at that song, but then to just like bring your playing to the next level. And you don't even know it until you go home and apply it to the rest of your music. So it just takes, they just know exactly how to get at what you're trying to get better at.
Amazing that those things happen. Well, you know, I just really apologize that due to our technical problems, we weren't able to bring Laura Haywood in the conversation. She's been a longtime volunteer, staff member, board member, and has really seen this festival through its history. And I guess, where are we in that milestone? I know that Laura would have talked about that, but I mean, this has got to be very different from anything in the past.
Yeah, I think having Zul come on as artistic director, in the middle of the pandemic, but he had and has this grand vision, and he works with the Sitka Music Festival too, and so I think we're kind of looking at expanding our impact. We're gonna keep it Juneau for sure, but if we can expand our impact because he's up in Anchorage, he's in Sitka, he has these artists that he can bring up and take around all of Alaska. And then in addition, if we keep this virtual going too, I think we're just gonna just kind of blow up more and everyone can see how amazing Juneau Jazz and Classics is, but also how amazing our community is here and how special we are.
Yeah, and it what a cross section of talent there. Jason Viau is, from what I understand, one of the most accomplished classical guitarists around.
Yeah, he is definitely today. And somebody yesterday was saying, "Oh, who's a guitarist?" Said, "Oh, I think he's probably the best classical guitarist in the country right now, or if not the best, maybe the world." So I thought that, well, that's a ringing endorsement.
Wow, but he also does jazz and other genres of music too, which is interesting.
That's right. Yeah, I guess when you get to that level of playing, you can do a lot of things, but he caught the eye of Pat Metheny and He's kind of a, in the jazz realm. Pat wrote a bunch of music just for Jason Viau, so that was a neat collaboration to learn about.
Well, we have plans to have Jason Viau in our studios on Tuesday, and Shelley Delaney will have a chance to interview him. And I understand he's bringing his guitar with him. So make sure you tune into Juno Afternoon on Tuesday for that. And just final words for us about what we need to do if we want to take part in all of this in some way.
Sure, yeah. Go to jazzandclassics.org and you can view the schedule. You can get on a wait list for the concerts. I hope you can show up to the free concerts. And if you want to volunteer, you could volunteer. You could email volunteer@jazzandclassics.org or find it on our website and we'll see if we can find a spot for you. Just want everyone involved.
And that's wonderful that it's an open invitation, and there ought to be something, some way that everyone can enjoy a piece of this wonderful musical happening. Thank you so much, Sandy Fortier with Juno Jazz and Classics.
Thank you.